Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Humphreys. He is on my show all the time. It is psychicinsightmagazine.com. It is free and it is fabulous. So please, the third edition is out. If you would just download it or go to it, it is, I'm Ask Bonnie and I love it. I mean, I love it. I always read Dear Abby when I grew up, and that's what I wanted to be, besides a radio star and a television star and a host and a psychic medium. Oh, my goodness, what a life I created. Anyway, please go and download it. You can get the other two editions. When Jerry comes on, he can tell you. I think there's a button you can press backwards to get the other two. They're fabulous. There's fabulous people, fabulous articles, and Jerry always interviews a medium or somebody in the know, and it's just a great magazine this month. It gets better and better and bigger and bigger. So if you're listening out there, Jerry, and I know you are, your mag is fab, and I hope everybody downloads it, because it is certainly a plethora of metaphysical, holistic, medicinal, and herbal information, and it rocks the house. Now, I am going to also tell you that my YouTube channel, I haven't updated it since I was at the beach, but I'm going to start this week, so you can get me on YouTube, Bonnie Albers on Air. I am a psychic spirit medium. I'm a nurse. I'm a legal nurse consultant, which nobody really cares, but I can go to court. And I am a counselor. And I also am a life coach. I rock love, romance, relationships, sexual issues, any problems or issues that you have. And I do have my own practice. So you can go to www.bonniealbers.com. onair.com. You can take a look at my bio. I didn't write it. I had somebody else do it, so it isn't as in-depth as I'd like, but I am going to take that gift, because I would have never gotten this up, and I really have to update my web page. But you can go to the contact page, and the drop-down box, you can either use me as a counselor or a life coach. I do counseling and reading, Skype, phone, or in person, and you can also get a psychic spirit medium reading. Now that I've told you that, I know everybody knows that I went to New York. Oh my, I don't even want to tell you the lessons I learned, because I don't know if they're for me or actually for other people that were around, but I do want to tell you about karma that came right in my face. So I'm not quite sure whether the lesson was for me or actually Mark Anthony, who wrote the book Evidence of Eternity, he's the psychic lawyer, he said that there are double meanings in everything, and not every message has a double meaning, but a lot of them do. So I think this was a double meaning, and I am going to give you a little synopsis of what happened, so in your life you can see, and maybe something like this has happened to you. But I also have, people have asked me to do numbers of homes and houses and apartments, and I am going to start with numbers on either tomorrow, I'm going to do a morning show because I can't do an afternoon show, or Friday. So we'll start with numbers once I get all of this New York and New Jersey thing. I mean, I was on planes, trains, and automobiles, and I can't even tell you how many spiritual, metaphysical people I met. But I do want to tell you one incident that happened in New York to me. And I know you're listening, Jerry, because I was going to call and tell you. But this is really crazy. I went to visit my daughter in New York. I took her to Philadelphia for a test. I saw a lot of my old friends, and I just couldn't believe, started looking for apartments for my daughter, and I called a real estate agent who told me to meet him at the place. Well, if y'all know me, I can't find my way out of a paper bag. I mean, come on. Could I ask my guides to show me? For some reason, they didn't allow me to come navigating this lifetime. So he gave me the station to get off and told me how to walk. Of course, when people say north, south, east, or west, I don't know about any of you. I don't carry a compass. I mean, just tell me, make a right or make a left. But anyway, I get into the J station, and this is where I really want you to hear. I went into the J station, and I didn't know which exit to go out. And so I saw this woman, and I asked her, can you please tell me how to get out of to J Street? Because I have to go to Gold Street. And this woman looked at me, and she said, go down there. But when I looked in her eyes, the one eye had a star in it. And I thought, that's strange. It was like a white glint in her eye. I looked at the stairs that she told me to go up, and it was a dark stairway, only in one direction. But I started to walk towards it, and I thought, no way, I'm not going up that. So I turned around to walk up the stairs that all the other people were walking up. You could go up and down. And I thought, no, I'm not afraid. I'm going to go. That way I know that I'm at the right street. So I went up the escalator, and at the top I looked out of before I even walked out, which is normally not me, I usually just walk, I saw a man with a 10 or 12 inch blade and a mask over his face. So this left me with a choice. OMG, I'm going to die today. I didn't know this was my expiration date. And I, you know, thought to myself, wow, I haven't even helped my daughter or my son. I hope that they all can navigate this life without me. And I really didn't know what to do. So I looked back down the escalator that was very steep, and I tried to get down, but I couldn't. This gentleman, or this nasty spirit man, not a gentleman, couldn't get in through the door. So I had all my jewelry on. I thought, oh my goodness. So I took all my jewelry off, put it in my pocketbook, and I could not get down the escalator. It was too fast. It started getting faster and faster, and I thought, you know, this is my fate. So just as I thought to myself, I'm not going out, I'll just wait, and I couldn't, my cell phone didn't work because it's underneath the subway, a woman came, tall woman dressed, all you could see, she was a business lady, and she was just about to walk out the gate, and I said, ma'am, don't go there, you're going to get killed. And she said, what? I said, look to the right, there's a man with a 12-inch blade and his mask over his face. She looked over and she goes, oh my goodness, what are we going to do? And I said, well, we're not going out. So I tried again to get down the rail, and I couldn't. But just then a big, big man came, and just as this man came, the woman said to me, there's safety in numbers, let's go. And we never told the guy. We ran out on the side of the guy, and the man with the knife put it down. So I thought, I didn't even get time to think because I was late for an appointment, but when I thought about it, I don't know whether the lesson was this. And this is why I'm bringing it up for all of you. It's a double message that spirit made. One was that woman with the star in her eye actually a spirit, or she was she a real person? I'm going to tell you that, you know, spirit can take over somebody very quickly. So it could have been that she was a real person. But I kind of feel like it was a spirit walking and I could see them. So this one was so... I usually don't see them. I actually see them remotely, but I have once in my life seen a full spirit, and I think this is what she was. So either I know that they wouldn't have let me walk up, and then I, you know, this was my expiration date. So why would I have gone up that way against what my whole gut was telling me? And one of two things. One is it wasn't that other woman's expiration date because I saw she would not have. Or it was the lesson for me is never go up an escalator with no return. So if you look at both lessons, and this is why I'm bringing it up with spirit, is one is spirit saved that woman's life through my eyes. And through my eyes, I realized that I can't go where I don't know without an exit plan. So I'd love to know your opinion on what you think. But that's what happened to me in New York amongst the many things. And the other news I had to tell everybody besides, I can't even tell you the trip was fabulous. I ended up meeting a friend that was a longtime friend from early on childhood, my sister's best friend, who's a pharmaco-neuropsychiatrist named Eileen DeFrancisco. In New York. She's on Madison Fifth Avenue, and she has referred a patient to me and said that she knew several producers. So maybe this is the connection that I was told I'd meet in New York. And I'm so excited because she's a wonderful lady, a fabulous psychiatrist. And you know what? Everybody, like I said, is open. Nobody realizes that a lot of people, especially in the psychiatric field, psychological field, are people who are inquisitive, who are open, who know. Of course, you have the ones that don't, but they're the ones leading the pathway on past life regression and past lives and hypnosis and all kinds of things. Also, I got a paper that I wanted to tell you that I just thought was fabulous. It was an article called To Have a Night Out with a Psychic. And I loved this. The paper is a local paper. It's called the Courier Post. And my girlfriend, who I was staying at her house, put this on my bed. And it describes what is going on with people and psychics and how it says, that, do you want to buy a car? Do you want to do this? Who do you consult? If one, you don't have anybody to consult, or two, who are you going to talk to? You're not going to go to a psychologist or a psychiatrist to find out if you can buy a car. When is a good time to buy a car? What would be a good venue to date? Is this man right for me? So what they're saying is the new, and I've said this a million times, I think a year ago, that the new out of California, the new psychologist was the medium. So now most people have psychologists, psychiatrists, and mediums. And I love that because we're becoming part of that community to help, to heal, to love, and to share. So this article goes on to tell you that this woman is affiliated with a restaurant in town. You can order your meal and you can order a reading from her. She's totally booked for months in advance. People go and have dinner, and then the restaurant provides a room that she can come in and do a 30-minute reading for a client. They collect her money, and they have had a reading and dinner. Some people come as couples. Some people come separately. If you don't want to eat, you can still book the reading. And I thought that was so cool because I heard that was going on in Chicago. And this is a New Jersey paper. So I can tell you that psychic, intuitive mediums, for all of you out there that are, I know, gifted and listen to the show and call in and are my friends as well as my future friends, I hope, our field is just breaking barriers every single day. And this is from the Aquarian age. And I am so excited to be part of this. And I wanted to bring this to you. I did pull some flower therapy cards. You know, I do that before every Monday and Friday show. I started doing it during the shows I have too, because I'm just pulled to pull these cards for you. And eventually I have a new tarot deck that I love. And that's going to, I'm also going to throw a couple cards for you there. The first card I pulled out was the top of the deck. I always pull that after shuffling. And what I got for everyone is the white rose. Oh, it's so beautiful and so fragrant. It's called purification. By purifying your life of negative people, places, and experiences, you attain true peace. Oh, my goodness, I've got to sage a million times to get rid of what went on in New Jersey, New York, and Philadelphia. Because I'm telling you, some people were really nice, but some of the situations that I got involved in, I just don't know. And what the purification card said is, energy, you are craving peace and purity. You take a well-deserved rest, but do so, you must clear away the negativity from your life. Start by finding the source of the lower energies that have been coming to you. Take a good look at the people you're spending time with. These may not be individuals who will help you achieve your life's purpose. By continuing to interact with them, you're preventing yourself from reaching a state of peace. I know a lot of people out there could use this message. Please don't deny yourself this gift of serenity any longer. The archangels Metatron, Michael, and Raphael are with you, and now they wish to help you make this transition. Ask them for help. Release any and all negativity. It's time for spring cleaning. Oh my goodness, we're getting to the end of spring, so you better do your spring cleaning because summer's coming. And the next card I pulled, because I always count the day we're at, which is the eighth card, and I'm hoping it's the eighth, is take time for yourself, and it is a pink, beautiful tulip. Is that cool? I mean, both messages, again, relate to each other. Enjoy relaxation, activities that nurture your soul. Hopefully you are all finding, living, or working towards your soul and your life path and your destiny for karmic resolve, for what you're living here for lessons, and your life path is so important in each reincarnation. It's very important that you listen to this message and take time for you. It's admirable that you are willing to lend a hand to those around you. You are constantly helping your family, friends, and coworkers simply because you love to give. The flowers and the angels say this is a wonderful trait, and you don't need to stop helping loved ones altogether. However, you do need to relax and take a well-deserved rest. You may be guided to set up respectful boundaries or change the way in which you help others. I love this card because I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to stop reading, but I'm going to tell you that a lot of people give, and then one day they turn around and go, oh my God, I gave so much, I'm not giving anymore, and they get resentful. And so I don't like when that happens. And what this card is doing is asking you to set up boundaries. Wonderful, respectful boundaries, and I love that. Now I'll continue. For example, you might make a rule that you're not available to counsel friends after 6 p.m., or you might make yourself care appointments and priority. Refuse to cancel a message or massage or healing session in order to run errands. This card is your wake-up call. This is the moment for you to make needed changes to improve your well-being. Take a holiday or vacation, booking a healing treatment for yourself. I can tell you I did when I was away. So I love this card. I'm sure it talks to all of us. But the message that I love is of peace, learning how to clear your negativity and negative energies, entities or spirits around you or friends or people or anything, and to absolutely take time to nurture your soul. Because when you nurture other people's souls, that is fabulous. But again, it's like the person who gives, and then one time they turn around and they're bitter because their life doesn't look like they wanted it to. So balance is the key to helping, to nurturing, and to providing. And I love the balance in this. Please nurture yourself. Nurture doesn't mean money. Nurture doesn't mean that you have to book a spa for $150 or $550. It's about taking some deep breaths. You create your own purification world. Maybe you can sage. Maybe you can put crystals around. Take deep breaths for 3 minutes. If you have no time, start to meditate. Breathe deeply the white rose. Breathe deeply. I don't think the pink tulip smells, but you can visualize it. And just sit in relaxation. Take a few breaths, drink the drinks that you like. Maybe you like an iced tea, maybe you like a coffee, and nurture your soul. Read an article, pick up a book, go for a nail, manicure, pedicure. If you're a guy, look at your hobby. Look at what you could do. Look at something fun. Walk around in nature, anything to take time for yourself. And you don't have to take hours. You don't have to take days or weeks if you don't have it, but every minute counts. So I hope I've given you some messages here. I can't wait to get into the house numbers. If any of you want to know what your house, I'm going to go into all the different houses this week. I don't think I'll finish, but if everybody wants, somebody calls in and they want to know their house number. The really neat thing is I started reading some more things about house numbers. I have them intuitively, but some of them give you really good ones, and some of them gives you really, like, you know, they're the harder or the challenging types of the numbers. So I'm going to probably mix them, although I'm a really positive person, so you're going to get the positive of those house or apartment numbers. I'm going to go to the phones because I haven't talked to any of you for such a long time, and I want to thank everybody again for being here. So I am going to go to 561. 561, you are on with Bonnie. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie. This is Lena. I met with you last night.
Oh, Lena. Oh, my goodness gracious. Before you talk, I want everybody to know, Lena, I'm going to let Lena tell her story, but Lena messaged me, and she's been through a lot of difficulties, everyone. So, Lena, can you tell everybody you called in today just a little bit about why you called?
Well, 3 years ago, I lost my job, and then I lost my home. So I was faced with homelessness, and I was living with family for about 18 months, and that didn't work out. They kicked me out, and then I've been in my car since last day. So I'm been pursuing a degree through all the turmoil, which it was ironic, and I'll be getting my degree at the end of the year. So I do have some good things in my life that I'm working on and trying to achieve. But in the meantime, living in a very hot car.
Oh, honey, I live in a very, I get it, because my air condition, I didn't tell everybody, and I will in a minute, but I wanna tell you something. I'm very in awe of how you have survived. It is not easy to do what you did, and it's not easy to have a bright look, outer look, and try to better what you're doing on this earth plane, knowing how hard the situation has been for you. I want everybody to know this is somebody who took a situation that maybe would have drowned and completely crushed other people, and she looked at it, because this is what Spirit told me, and she is now pursuing how to, using her mind, how to get out of the situation that she's in. Tell us how you're pursuing a degree if you're living in your car. I think I know, but go ahead and tell everybody.
Well, I get some student loans and stuff like that. Well, I mean, I'm in so much debt. I mean, I just sleep in my car, and I spend the whole day in the library, and the university library, because they're open till 2 o'clock in the morning. And then I go to my car and sleep in my car. I mean, it's very bad for my body, because I have all kinds of aches and pains in my back, and then I wake up all sweaty. So, I mean, I did have a few temporary jobs, but they didn't last, you know. So right now I have a heavy semester, so if I took on a job now, I would probably fail my class. That's how intense my class is right now. So.
Well, I think, I really believe you wrote into this contract of yours coming down. It's really, you know, we all create our life. So when we look at the things that happen to us, we've created them for soul growth. I know you don't want to hear this because it isn't easy, but you created, and we all have free will. So again, would your free will have created this? No. Would your soul have created this to grow? Yes. So, you know, I feel like, and I went into this a little bit when I was texting you, is that you needed something to spur you on for educational purposes. Now, I'm not going to say that everybody would crash and burn like this, but possibly what you're going into next, one, you will appreciate, two, you will really nurture. Three, you're going to be grateful for everything that comes to you that you provide for yourself. And four, I really believe you will help others with the same issue. So what degree are you pursuing?
Human services, but I was thinking, you know, I mean, that I'm going to need a lot more education, but I was thinking of going back into property management and then getting my, because I was in that field that 7-8 years ago, and I was thinking of getting my management license, my supervision and management license, and the bachelor's degree. So eventually, I really wouldn't, one day, maybe when I'm a little older, definitely would like to help the homeless. So I'm sure that's going to be an avenue I will pursue.
Well, you know, I have to tell you this, because I believe that once you get your position and job, that you'll either find a way to, it'll gnaw at you is what they're telling me, and you'll find a way to volunteer, even if it's an hour or two, to a women's homeless shelter, to collect clothes or food for one. You don't need to actually work there for money, mm-hmm. but what you do is have to give back in your soul. And so what will happen is, I believe, and what's funny is the number 2 to 3 came up, and I think I told you yesterday on, you know, in texting, that the number 2 to 3, I knew it wouldn't be 2 to 3 days, and I knew it wouldn't be 2 to 3 weeks. And so what I see is 2 to 3 months. And I feel in 2 to 3 months, which will put you in September, actually the end of August, September, you will find something. And I think that it won't be the, you know, you will find something that will be, you'll be able to save. And when you ask me about a home, what I want to tell you is, let's get the job first. Let's get on your feet first, because you do have, you do know that you're going to have to save some for a, not even if an apartment, they're going to want first and last month's rent. So I do believe you're going to get a job. I believe you're going to get into somewhere, but don't look to create the home before the job, because that's not, you know, as you know, that can't happen. So I'm looking at a job, and I'm looking at a home within a month of when you get your job. So it is coming. I can't tell you. I would not put the, you know, when you look for the, when you do the job application, I would put your parents' house, just so that you have a place that they know you live. And within 3 to 4 weeks of you getting that job, you will be house hunting or apartment hunting, whichever you deem better for you, and you will have your own place. And I will tell you, once you get in your own place, it is going to feel weird to you, but you are going to absolutely really adore and appreciate and love every second that you have once you get that job and home. And I feel like once you do, you won't be homeless again. You'll be switching homes, but you won't be homeless again.
Do you think my sister might come forward and help me get a place? Because my credit's really bad with 2 evictions.
Is your sister hesitant in helping you now? Because why are you not living with your sister? Yeah.
I was living with her daughter for 18 months, and then they kicked me out. They're not very nice people. I mean, she's always criticizing me and putting me down.
I feel like you'll find some, you know, I feel like you're going to have to go to some, like, welfare or social, you know, you can go to the social place that's free. They keep showing me social, but I can't see the next word. So it's like welfare or and they have people you can talk to, legal aid. All those people will talk to you for free. And within that, because you're going to need somebody, is why I don't see a place for, you know, a month after you get your job. I feel like you'll know how to proceed better. I do not see anybody helping you, Lena. I'm sorry. I don't. I really feel they should. But I feel these are lessons that you came down to learn. And even though you don't see it now, once you're on your feet and you are doing it yourself and you do not need to really be beholden to anybody but yourself, I feel that all the lessons that will flood in about why you needed to learn them. So your spirit guides are shaking their heads that this is something you wrote in, that you need to walk this path on your own and find the resources and the people that will help you. Because I feel like part of your journey is your journey, if you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
So if I were you, when you get your degree and you start looking for jobs, I would also look for the Social Security office. In fact, in school you can do that. They have like a health and human services in school. Start talking to them and saying, you know, what can I do, you know, if my credit is bad, to get a home? Are there any type of loans or any type of grants that the government has for me? Because I feel like there's some grants out there that you might get to be able to put your first and last months down.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay, so you see me not really having a relationship with my sister when I do get on my feet?
Oh, no. I don't believe in not having relationships. I think that our most challenging relationships are the bestest of friends or relations when we go back to spirit. And that is because they're really, really pushing us to have our soul evolve. So I don't believe in not speaking to people or to hold grudges. What I think is that the relationship you create with your sister will be not on her terms anymore, or looking at her as being the cash cow or being the person who gives you things or supports you, but actually you might be able to do that for her. So I think the relationship will slowly start to form, because she'll see that you're not wanting anything from her, and that she actually sees you've stood up in the world and made something in a very bad situation. So I do feel like your sister and you will have a relationship. What relationship you have is going to be between you and your sister. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, definitely. Do you think my kids would be living back with me, or do you think I'll be living on myself?
I feel like they'll be visiting. I don't feel they're going to be living with you right away. Are they older?
Yes, they are. They're 19 and 25.
Yeah, they don't need to be. You know, what I see is visiting, and I feel like if they need help, you'll help them. So I don't feel... I feel when they need your help, they'll come, but I really see a revolving door, so I don't see anybody staying for any length of time.
Okay, all right. So I'm just going to go back and get my license and my property. Do you think that's going to be the avenue I'm going to pursue, is getting my property manager's license back? I have to get a weekend course. I have to do that and then pay $500 in licensing fees.
Well, I feel like, again, I think you really need to go to the Office of Financial Aid in your school. That's what it is, financial aid. They keep showing me Social Security, but it's really financial aid. They have all the lists of grants. Find somebody to help you, and there might be a grant where you won't have to pay it back for a certain low-income, you know, person, a woman especially looking to create a business or... you know, to get into business. There's all kinds of loans and grants out there, and people don't take advantage of them. I know I didn't, and my kids, I can't find them. I don't have time, but you do. So what they're saying is go to the financial aid department of your community college or your college, wherever you are, and talk to them. And yes, I do see you being able to get a license. I really feel like are you going to get an associate's degree or a bachelor's degree in human resources or whatever you're talking about?
It's associate's.
Mm-hmm. I feel like there might be a company that will help you go back to school also, and pay for, if you keep a B average or a C average, they'll pay you back. Have you looked into places like, I don't know, like Publix, because they pay for you to go back to school. Publix, Winn-Dixie, I know you want to do property, but they're showing me to get into a company at first, possibly that will pay for you to go back and get your bachelor's degree in education.
Okay.
So, start looking. I know you're in Florida, right? Did you say you were in Florida?
Yes.
So I'm giving you the list of places. I know another place that I don't know that you, they take a certain type of, hello?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Because I can't hear you.
Yes. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, so they take a certain type of person, and it's Starbucks. They take more of a younger type, so I'm not sure, but you can try it. But they also send you back to school. So start looking in your area for all the companies that you could work at, and they will put you back to school. Because I feel like that's like a major life lesson and milestone for you. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck, Lena. And I do see better things, rainbows, stars, and hearts. It's going to be a tough road, but I really believe in 2 to 3 months, a window will open. Grab it, take it, and do it. But first, you need to start finding all the resources you need to put your life back together. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day. I'm glad you got through. So I want to tell everybody, Lena had, I don't know Lena, and she is homeless, but, you know, there are many people out there. I have met, especially with what happened with the recession 6 years ago, PhDs and master's degrees who couldn't keep their house and ended up that way. So I want to tell Lena we wish her the best. Like I said, hearts, stars, and door openings. It isn't easy to get an education while you're homeless. There are, I don't know if you've looked into this, Lena, and if you're still listening, but there are women's shelters, and they help you. They have all the social workers. That's what another one I wanted to say. Social worker, financial aid. They're showing me all the list of things you should be checking out. But when you go to a homeless shelter or some type of religious shelter, if you subscribe to one of them, they usually have all those people to come in and help you. So again, we wish you the best of luck. I'm gonna look at 513. I'm not quite sure. They don't have their hand up, so I'm just going to, if you do not want to speak to me, don't even answer, and then I'll go back into what I'm saying. But 513, you're on with Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, who am I speaking
with?
How
are you? This is Joe.
Hi, Joe. Are you the Joe
yes.
that was texting me? Oh, my goodness. Hi, Joe. How are you?
Hi, Bonnie. Glad to hear you had a good time in New York.
Oh, did you think about me getting killed that I was having a good time in New York? No, I am kidding. I do love Joe. I do love New York. I want to tell you that I can't, and then I'll get to you in a minute, but I can't tell you how many people were so helpful. People say New Yorkers are mean or they don't answer you. Oh, my goodness gracious. Every time I've been there, I've only found, now maybe it's spirit that's showing up, but I, one, never find anybody that doesn't want to help, doesn't give you the time, won't offer something like, oh, I'll walk you here, or if you go down here, I'm going the same way, or let me give you the directions. And I've never had anybody like be mean. Now, I might look desperate, but I really love New York. Have you been to New York, Joe?
About 20 years ago when I was in college, I drove through there, but not recently, no.
And what can I ask what you do? Because I feel a big, strong connection to spirit.
Actually, I'm in transition, and that's why I was calling. I'm moving, and I was going to ask you some questions about that. And I'm having a job change.
Oh, go ahead.
So.
Okay. Well, wait a minute. Can I ask where you're living now? Where you're from?
I'm in Ohio.
Oh, you know, there's so many metaphysical people in Ohio, Joe. Do you know that?
I know. Yes, Leslie's a friend of mine. I don't know if you remember.
Of course I do. And I wish I could have. I just want to tell you really quickly, I wish I could have gotten to you personally, but because I just got home, and I want to tell you, when I got home, and I don't know whether this happened just when I left because I'm the glue to this house, but my air conditioning broke. My dog isn't walking on this right. And I want Jerry to hear this, because if you're listening, Jerry, I need your opinion, because I'm going to the vet today. My dog, Chili's right hind leg will not come down. So I don't know what happened there. So I have no air in Florida. I have a dog that is limping and doesn't have of his leg. And I had laundry piled up crazy. I mean, like, what did they do when I wasn't home? I mean, you know, like, okay. So, and I can't.
Well,
and then, go ahead.
I feel like there's a reason why I didn't get to talk to you, because today the cards that you pulled are perfect for me. It's so interesting. The rose, the white rose, goes back to my grandmother. That was her favorite flower, and that's how she always communicates, is when that rose comes, specifically white. And so you answered a lot of questions just by the cards, actually. It was interesting.
Yeah. Oh, I knew it was for somebody, because when I pulled them, I could smell the white rose, which means that it's really a heavy card for somebody that's either in chat or in my queue. So if you ever hear my show, you'll hear me say that the cards are really pulled for somebody or for the majority, because if you ever listen to my show, I get some of the same callers on the same day, same issues. So I know spirit does that, and they bring people to me that need those messages. So Joe, go ahead and start with Yeah, I love that. And if you want me to repeat the cards, I will. But if you know them, go straight with your questions.
Okay. About my move, I was wondering if you could give me any details about my move and my car situation specifically.
Okay. Are you moving because I feel like you're moving? Do you not like where you are, the neighbors or the neighborhood, or do you not like?
To give you a little background, I raised my children alone, and I moved back from Arizona for them to be closer to the dad. So I'd like to get. They turned 18 a couple weeks ago, and I'm ready to move out of this area.
Okay, so exactly.
And I have
what
a job interview. I have a job interview on Friday that I'm really pretty excited about.
I hear yes. You've got it.
I got it.
Yeah, I have stars all over my yes. So I feel like
okay.
You will. Your interview will go really well. You come off really well. Your aura is of peace. And your aura, it's really crazy because, you know, you say the white rose is how your grandmother comes. Well, you know what? I feel like you are part of your grandmother. So I feel the white peace all around you, even though I know your life could not always be peaceful. I feel that your aura is clear. So when that shows me more of an angelic or a really evolved spirit. So that's what I'm going to say. I'm in awe of your aura. So I feel that you will, that will portray for your job interview. It'll make people really want to have you on their team. So I'm saying that if you're going for that job interview, I would go in with the confidence that they will be happy, honored, as you will be to have this job.
Okay. And will I find a place rather easy? Is there a direction I should be looking for that?
Absolutely. They're using it because I use the word absolutely. They're going, absolutely. I feel like your first, just like, it's so funny because I told you everybody's situations are different, but they're the same kind of callers. I feel they're telling me job first, home later. So I feel like when you get this job, you'll know exactly what area you want to be in because I feel that around that job, there's an area and they're showing me, I love this. They're showing it at me at the side of my right. So either your grandmother's bringing it to you or it's kind of like, I don't know if there's a little town or a little like restaurants and shops and, you know, more, they're showing me more like a really cool vibe neighborhood.
Does it say Highlands? Does that mean anything to you?
It doesn't, but they're showing me the scene. So I'm going to tell you what the scene looks like, and you tell me where you think it is, because I'm geographically challenged. But I feel it's got a lot of little. They're telling me it's a cool vibe. I don't use those terms, so it's from spirit. It's a cool vibe kind of area. It's like hip. Hipster, like where there's restaurants, cafes, shops, but it's not a big city. It's more like a really cutesy, I mean, there's plenty of people around, but it's really cutesy. Like you can walk down the street and there's, you know, like a coffee shop. You can walk down the street and there's, do you know where that is?
I do. And yes, it's I'm moving closer to Louisville, so there's lots of places like that.
So wherever, when you get that job, you'll know exactly because that neighborhood will be right around there.
Okay, and is it an apartment or is it through somebody?
It's really crazy because I don't, you know, usually I'll just say you're going to find something, but they're screaming condo. So maybe it's an apartment owned by someone who's renting their condo.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. And the job, is there anything changing with my car situation by chance?
Is your car, can I ask a question, do you not have one?
I do have one, and it's been wonderful. I bought it for $2,500, and it's just left. It's a Honda CR-V, but I think it's getting close to the end, and I'm just wondering.
You know what? I feel like don't even worry about it. You know why they showed me no car? Possibly because I don't know if around the work where you are, that neighborhood's going to show up, and you can actually either walk, because I feel like you like exercise, or
I do.
I feel, again, I don't feel that Honda. I mean, I know you think it's on its last leg, and I love, by the way, I almost bought a Honda. I bought a Toyota for the same reason. Do you have over, can I ask a question, because they're showing me 200,000 miles. Do you have over 200,000 miles on it?
Yes, 280, actually.
Okay, so that's what I knew. Okay, so I'm going to tell you that I really feel that those Hondas will go a little further, and they're going to tell me, and I know why they're showing me no car, is because they don't want you to worry about it. I don't feel that you're going to have to worry, and I think when you do trade the car in, because they say you're going to, you'll be saying, oh, my gosh, I hope I get the same kind of car because that car did me well. So I don't see a problem with your car. I think that you will get rid of it, but I think it will be into the job.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. And I wouldn't worry about, oh, God, those Hondas go forever. And like I said,
there's a few things that are going wrong with it, and I didn't want to invest the money into it. I just thought maybe I should find something else, maybe.
I feel like this. I feel the job will come for it. This is what they're showing me. Job, home, car. So that means your car will get you to where you need to go. Your job will be able to give you the availability to find a place. And I feel like it just is crazy because they're showing me your feet. So what they're showing me is maybe you're going to be able to walk to work and you're not going to worry about taking the car all the time, or you're going to trade the car in and still you'll be able to walk somewhere to work. So take a look around there and see if there's any vibey neighborhoods, because they just keep saying vibey neighborhood, and I don't feel it's far from where you're going to work.
Oh, okay.
Okay, does that make sense?
It does.
I just, so tell me, because I can feel this aura. Are you metaphysical?
Leslie is kind of my teacher, and so I've been on a little journey for a couple of years, so I guess I'm on my,
metaphysical journey. You're spiritual.
Yes.
You're spiritual, because I feel like, I'm so excited that you called, because you've got the perfect, you've got that perfect, a perfect storm they're showing me to do this. You are going to intuitively use it for yourself, and I think you do already, but you kind of question it, and we all do.
Oh, you're so right. You're so right.
Yeah. And
I'm calling you today.
I know that, Joe. That's why I didn't think there'd be a problem. I didn't want you to have to pay for a reading, because I already know how gifted you are. And so the thing is, we all do that, from Leslie to myself to Candy to Jerry, who won't probably say, what are you talking about? But we all use our friends and our metaphysical coworkers, because it isn't easy to read ourselves. We double guess it. Our ego comes in, and then our doubt comes in. And then it's like, really, really, or am I just thinking this? I mean, my daughter is really, really, really gifted, but she will not even look at that, because every time she tells me, she questions it. And I'm like, Lauren, go with your gut. Mm-hmm. But it's really hard to do that when you first are opening up. So, honey, you are gifted. I'm happy that you called the show. But you know what, Joe? I see so many beautiful and wonderful things coming your way.
Oh, wonderful. It's going to be life-changing, I feel. Like it's going
to
be a totally different.
It is going to be life-changing. Totally life-changing.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's really crazy. Do you not have anybody in your life?
It's complex. I don't even know how to answer that.
Okay, because I'm going to tell you.
Do you see somebody?
The reason I ask is I do feel you do, but I think that sometimes it's just too, like you said, complicated. So I'm going to tell you that this is going to be a breath of fresh air for you in every way. That can you hold right on? My air conditioning guy's on the phone.
Sure,
I can
hold.
Hi, this is Bonnie. Now you're going to hear me all talking to my air conditioning guy. Hi. Oh, he just called. So anyway, I am going to tell you I got to get air conditioning. And I want to let you know that I do see somebody in your, I feel like you can't admit it, and I don't know why. And that's why.
He can't admit, wait, did you say he can't admit it?
Yes. You can't
admit
it.
That is so true.
Yeah. You can't admit it either.
Wait. We both can't admit that there's somebody in my.
You can't. You're just not doing it. You're just, you've got it in the back of your brain, but it's not coming in forward. So I feel like this will be a new opportunity for you when you leave and you go. And I don't know if this relationship that you have is actually going to take place. So I hope that that's okay for you, because I do believe that you are going to start a new journey and a new life.
Mm-hmm. With or without this person, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like this person, for some reason, they're telling me gave you confidence, but that's just the road that they needed to give you, and you're going to way surpass this. So I feel like either you're going to give an ultimatum, meaning, hey, I'm not doing this anymore, or hey, this is the way it's got to be, because love is love. And either this person will step up or the person will say, I can't. That's where I'm seeing.
Mm-hmm.
So I only brought it up. I didn't want to bring up a bad subject, but I know that that's also something you've been thinking about.
Mm-hmm. So, but I wasn't going to ask.
Well, that's okay, because you know when you don't, then there's a problem. It means that you are unsure also.
Okay. Well, I didn't know if I wanted on the air is all. I just,
okay.
You know,
well,
that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
But that's okay. I mean, you answer. I mean, that's so perfect. And that's exactly where I am. Thank you. I'm not sure.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
sorry.
No, it's okay.
Because, and another thing, Joe, I just want you to know, and it won't be about anything you don't want to talk about, is that your life is going to be so, I could see it just taking off, that everything that won't matter to you in the way you want it to anymore will drop off. And everything that's meant to be for you will start to take place, and it'll be easy. And so that's what I'm seeing. So there is right now, I don't see an answer for you, but I think you'll know the answer quickly.
Okay.
Right?
I'm ready for a little easy right now.
You're going to get it, girlfriend. You're going to get
Yay.
It. Yay! And make sure you call back and let us know how you're doing, okay?
I sure will, Miss Bonnie. Thank you so much. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you, and call
bye-bye.
Me if you need me again. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Hey, everyone, I just want to tell you, thank you. Give me 1 second. Hi, this is Bonnie.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Just wait a minute. Just let me, please wait 1 second. I'm on the phone with, I'm on my show, and you're on my show, but I'm talking, everybody, to my air conditioning person. Hi, I'm on the radio, so are you coming out to fix my air conditioning?
Yes, you're on.
Thank you. All right, thanks. All right, bye-bye. Bye. Hi, everyone. Just to let you know where I'm at, I have 1 minute and 59 seconds. I just want to tell you, everyone, that my air conditioning guy is on his way. I'm in Florida. It was 90 degrees in this house, and I'm going to be able to sleep tonight. So I'm really excited, and I just didn't want to cancel the show. I wanted you all to know how much I've missed you, and I give you like a little bit of this week. Tomorrow I am going to put a morning show on again, 9 to 10, so whoever didn't get in, please call. We are going to go into house numbers, house, you know, what your house number means. Wednesday is our show 1 to 2. It's, of course, Astro and Tarot and the Metaphysical Girls View. And Thursday, I have a special guest right from the UK. He's a YouTube sensation. Please see him. It's Gregory Scott. He's Astro Tarot, and I adore him. And I hope that I have a plethora of all new guests and guests you love coming in the following week, which is when I was supposed to be back. So again, I love you all. Have a great day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow, same time, same place. Bye.